Philippians 2:10 says, "So that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth." If you were dead, how can you bow down? That portion in Philippians is such a wonderful and encouraging portion. Let's read Philippians 2:5-11. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Here we learn of the incredible humility of the Lord Jesus, who humbled himself over and over again, leaving his home in heaven, and eventually becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We read in Galatians 3:13 that Christ has redeemed us out of the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree." The Lord Jesus humbled himself more than anyone ever could, and because of that he was given a name above every name. At the sound of his name, Jesus, every knee should bow. The day will come when every creature, whether demon or angel, whether saved or lost, will bow their knee at the sound of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and acknowledge that he is the Lord. Let's look at Revelation 5:13. "And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." We have an incident in the Gospels when some demons found themselves in the presence of the Lord. Mark 3:11 says, "And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God." Just being in the presence caused these demons to declare the deity of the Lord. The day will come when even the dead will be raised and made to stand in the presence of God to be judged. Revelation 20:12-15 says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." According to what we read in Philippians 2 and in Romans 14:11, we understand that all will bow the knee in the presence of the Lord. Have you already bowed your knee to the Lord? Why don't you bow your knee to him now and accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior? If not, one day you will bow before him as your judge, as we read in Revelation 20:15, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire." Knowing that every knee will bow, why delay? Bow your knee today.